Chapter 2 Mrs. Who. The next morning, Meg tried to remember her strange night. That word, tesseract. Her mother heard it, and then she was frightened. She remembered that. Meg went downstairs. Mrs. Murray was cooking, and Sandy and Dennis were sitting at the table. "Where's Charles Wallace?" asked Meg. "He's sleeping," said Mrs. Murray. "You, Charles Wallace, and I didn't sleep well last night." "I remember, but I didn't understand anything. I don't want it to be real. I know that you were frightened," said Meg. "It is hard to understand," said her mother. "But I've learned that some things just are. You don't have to understand them, but you mustn't worry, Meg. Your father and I sometimes laughed about a tesseract." "What is a tesseract?" asked Meg. "I'll explain later," said Mother. "There isn't time now before school." Meg was very tired at school, and she went to sleep in a boring class. The teacher sent her to the principal.
"What's the matter now, Meg?" asked the principal.
Meg looked at the floor.
"Nothing."
"You can do better in class," said the principal, "but you must try harder. Can your mother help you with your homework?"
"I can ask," said Meg.
"Meg, are you unhappy at home?" asked the principal.
Meg was still looking at the floor.
"Have you had any news from your father?" the principal asked.
Meg did not reply. There was no news. Everybody wanted to know about her father, but it was a year since his last letter.
"Your father was a scientist, I think," said the principal.
"He is a scientist!" Meg shouted.
"Meg, he isn't coming back. Don't you understand?"
"You've met my mother,"
Meg shouted.
"She's a scientist, too. And she knows that father will come home. She says this, and I trust her."
"Your mother thinks that, but of course it isn't true," said the principal. "Go back to your class."
After school, Charles Wallace was waiting at home.
"Come on," he said. "Let's go."
"Where?"
asked Meg.
"We're going to see Mrs. What's-it,"
said Charles Wallace.
"You must meet her again. She's a good person. And she'll explain about the tesseract. Mother's never frightened, but she was frightened last night. The tesseract is something important."
"Okay," Meg said. "Let's take Fortinbras." Charles Wallace took Meg and Fortinbras into the forest behind the house. They walked for a few minutes. Suddenly, Charles Wallace turned to Meg.
"Was it terrible at school today?"
he asked. "Yes," said Meg. "The teacher sent me to the principal, and he asked about father."
"I know,"
said Charles Wallace. How do you know?
I can't explain,
said Charles Wallace.
You don't speak, but you still tell me. It's the same with Mother and me.
Fortin Bruss started to bark.
Someone's here,
said Charles Wallace. They ran out of the forest and saw a very old house. A tall boy was standing outside. That's Calvin O'Keefe, said Meg. He's at my school. He's 2 years older than me. Charles Wallace put his hand on Fortinbras and walked up to Calvin.
What are you doing here?
He asked. You're the Murray children. This isn't your house. So why are you here? Said Calvin. And aren't you the stupid boy? I thought that you couldn't talk. Meg looked very angry. But Charles Wallace just asked Calvin again.
What are you doing here?
I didn't want to stay home with my family, said Calvin. I'm the third of 11 children. But I'm not like my brothers and sisters. I'm different. Charles Wallace smiled.
Me too. I'm not like my parents or my sister and brothers.
And you're not stupid, said Calvin.
People think that I'm stupid,
said Charles Wallace.
Because then they can think that they're more intelligent than me. Why have you come here?
I don't know, said Calvin. Something told me to come here. Maybe someone wants me to meet you.
Okay,
said Charles Wallace.
I trust you. Let's go inside and see Mrs. What's-It. Then you can come home with us and have dinner.
Sure, said Calvin. They went to the back of the house and into the kitchen. An old woman with enormous glasses was sitting by the fire.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Who,
said Charles Wallace. He pointed at Calvin.
Do you know Calvin?
No, he wasn't my idea, said Mrs. Who. But I'm happy that he's here. Good afternoon, said Calvin.
Where's Mrs. What's-It?
Asked Charles Wallace. She's working. It's nearly time to go, said Mrs. Who. He's a good man, and he needs our help. Who are you talking about? Asked Meg. Your father, said Mrs. Who. Now, go home and have a big dinner. Calvin, too. Don't worry, we won't go without you. She jumped up from her chair and pushed them out the door. Charles, said Meg, I don't understand.
Yes, it's hard to understand, but I'm sure that it's okay,
he replied, and he held her hand. Calvin followed.
Don't talk now, said Charles Wallace. Let's go home and eat first.